right, all right. My name is Pastor B. Wallace.
And I'm Keonta McDonald, and you're tuned in to Simplify Complexity, a relationship podcast.
All right, that's right. So we just want to welcome you again to our relationship podcast, where you can come and gain insight, biblical insight, as far as what God would have us to do with inside relationships, but all aspects of relationships. So whether or not if you're single, if you're searching, if you're married, if you're courting, if you're dating, the reality is when you're in a relationship, it can get complicated really quick. Right. So how do we simplify that process so it's not overly complicated?
Right. And this podcast is a great resource to help you to navigate through those complexities in whatever relationship that you may have.
All right. Well, let's jump into it. So our topic for today is going to be roller coasters, the emotional roller coaster that sometimes we experience with inside relationships. And,
right.
And I'm sure as our audience, if you've ever been in a relationship, you've experienced some of those emotional roller coasters. So kind of where do they come from, and how, what are ways that we can begin to remove that up and down emotional roller coaster with inside relationships?
Exactly. So sometimes, you know, when it comes to that relationship, you know, going up and down and all around and the loops and the twists and the turns, it's like sometimes we get on that roller coaster almost willingly, you know, on purpose or purposely, you know. And I think this talk would be a great way to, you know, navigate. Do we even need to get on that roller coaster? Or are there ways we can avoid standing in that line and getting on that roller coaster and waiting for that big drop?
Yeah. And so so let's kind of jump into it. Some of the things that I was thinking about as far as that emotional roller coaster is, have you ever been swimming, right? Mm-hmm. And as you go swimming, you might try to get on the tube. I don't even know what they
like at Raging Waters.
Okay, the Raging Water tube. So as you're trying to get on this thing, you're losing your balance because the water is not stable. Mm-hmm. And so especially, you know, I don't know about you, but in my younger days, I would act silly. And so I'll try to actually stand on that thing. Mm-hmm. And when you try to stand on it, you're trying to gain your balance, but you don't. And then you fall.
Right.
Well, ultimately, you feel this instability because of what you're standing on.
Right. And what you're standing on isn't stable.
Right.
You know.
And so you feel. So now watch this. So now as I'm standing on something that is insecure, I don't feel stable. And so therefore I'm feeling unsure. And where you are unstable, where you feel insecure, then that is a result of our insecurities with inside of relationships.
Right.
And so normally when you're on this emotional roller coaster, it's a product of my insecurities.
Right.
And so I need to begin to look at my foundation and how I can lay a better foundation so that way as other things around me might cause turbulence in my life, right? Then I'm not affected the same way. And so I was thinking of some of the examples of, let's say, a guy starts acting stupid.
Right.
And we can act stupid sometimes as guys.
You can.
And so if a woman's stability is not in me, but if she has that proper stability in Christ, then as I begin to act stupid, she is not emotionally thrown off based off of that.
Right. And it's because she had their foundation in something much more stable than we can be as far as men go, you know. And, you know, when it comes to that stability, not even just for women, but just for men in the same sense, you know, it's where do you have your foundation? Where do you keep your core values so that you're in the same place, or you're in that one place that you need to be rather than in places that people take you emotionally? Right.
And so let's keep building on that, because I'm glad that you mentioned values. And I'm glad that you mentioned core values, because as we're trying to solve this emotional roller coaster dilemma in our relationships, and even all aspects of relationships. So whether or not if you're married or you're single, you can still feel that roller coaster. And it's a product of our core values, because our foundation is our core values, is our core belief system. So an example of that is why does a particular woman continue to choose maybe this certain type of man? Or why does a man seem to always choose sometimes this particular type of woman? And then they're always like, why do I keep picking the wrong person? But because it's a product of your core values, what you value. So what you value in a man, what you value in a woman, you continue to chase after that. And if you want to gain stability, then you have to begin to change your core values. So go ahead.
Man, and I love that you got on that point. There's a quote that says, we must learn who is gold and who is gold-plated. You know, and just going into that quote, some of the best and most simple wisdom given in the Bible is found in Matthew chapter 7, I believe. You know, and if you haven't read Matthew chapter 7, I encourage you to read the whole chapter. But right now I want to talk about where Jesus says that you should know the tree by the fruit that it bears. You know, some of us, we entertain apple trees with our time and expect them to grow oranges. You know, and if it walks like a dog, if it barks like a dog, if it acts like a dog, then don't act surprised when you find out that it is a dog. It's a dog, you know? And in life and in relationships, whether it's romantic or just regular friendship, always remember that whatever you put up with is exactly what you're going to get. You know? So don't complain about the problem if you knew what it was, but you accepted it anyway. You know, don't be deceived. And most importantly, don't deceive yourself.
That's really good. And so in that, as you might be listening to this and you're looking for solutions, okay, you're saying, okay, B, what do I need to do? Well, you need to really evaluate your core values. Why do you believe what you believe? What do you believe in? So, for example, the type of man that you choose or the type of women that you choose, why am I choosing them? What is driving that? And and so many times, because watch this, we chase after, we pursue what we value. So if I value something, if I think that's important to me, then I'm gonna chase after it. And so you have this conflict because we know what God wants us to do. But the question is do we value what God wants us to do? So I know it, I hear it, and so let's say within relationships, God is saying, I want you to marry someone who is in the family of faith. I want you to marry someone who believes in me and they're a Christian. We hear it, we know it, we want it, but we don't value it. And so therefore, when all of a sudden you see that girl pass by, and well, she's not a Christian, but man, she's fun. She looked good. And so all of a sudden you're willing to negotiate. You're willing to compromise your core values because, well, she's fine. And now I've stepped off of Christ. I've stepped off of that core value because Christ is that foundation where we have a solid foundation. And now what am I building on? I'm building on, well, flesh. She's fine. And so I'm on a whole different stability or foundation. Because, well, I'm building my relationship on looks and she's fine. And now you got drama.
In other words, you buying that ticket and standing in line for that roller coaster. You know, and, you know, we often do that a lot. I know for me, you know, before I got married, and most of you don't know, I've been married for almost 6 years now, 6 years in July, actually. But before I met my wife, I had that kind of mindset where I was willingly paying a ticket to just stand in line for the future roller coaster that I was going to go up and down on. And that's because my values weren't centered in where they should have been. They were centered in where I wanted them to be. You know, and not really where God wanted me to be.
Well, the scripture that comes to mind is Galatians 5:17. And it says this, for the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. And so there's this battle raging inside of us where we know what we want to do, but we don't always do what we want to do. And so we, in order to begin to change your value system, you need the Holy Spirit. You got to come to a place where, whether or not if you're in a relationship, if you're out of relationship, you just begin to yield and say, Lord, I'm going to give this to you. And that kind of goes back on to one of our previous podcasts where we talked about, you know, getting out of the way.
Right.
That you have to say less of me and more of you. But how does that relate to relationships? And the roller coaster is that as you actually start to do that, as you start to decrease and really begin to rely on the Holy Spirit, you're building that foundation. Mm-hmm. You build that foundation, and now you're not up and down all over the place.
Right. You know, and when you build that foundation on the Holy Spirit, you're getting that proper guidance, you know, that you need. Not necessarily the guidance from yourself and I once, I think also early in the podcast, was talking about, you know, the our wants, you know, and what we want to do. And we have to trash our I wants, you know, and get with what God wants, you know. And if we do that, we're putting ourselves in line to attain that proper guidance, that all knowledgeable guidance, you know, that we necessarily don't have. We think we have it, but turns out we're getting on that roller coaster.
Well, now I want to ask, how can values make a difference in a relationship? So we definitely know how our values, and we kind of talked about that, values will help us as we're pursuing relationships. So as I begin to value what God wants, then I'll select the right things. You'll stop picking that wrong person and you'll begin to pick that right person because you value what is right. Mm-hmm. You value character over the physical appearance.
Right.
You value who they are in Christ over whether or not he might be a little shorter than you. Now, that's a big topic. So I know there's some ladies out there listening. It's like, well, no, there's no way he can be shorter than me. But you got to be careful because what foundation is that? So right. You're willing to take this 6 foot, you know, 6-pack brother, and you're willing to have a relationship with this person, but then you're willing to negotiate. Well, he doesn't go as church as much. Mm. And you see this disconnect on values. But not going back there, I want to get some of your thoughts as far as how can core values help you when you're married or when you're in a committed relationship?
You know, I think it goes back to kind of what you're saying, that get out the way process. What I've learned, especially in my marriage, is a phrase we call staying in your lane. You know what I mean? And staying in your lane just boils down to what has God called you to do and who has God called you to be? You know what I mean? And not necessarily that you react emotionally off of what your counterpart is doing, but you react whatever they're doing. Your reaction comes from your stability in Christ, your stability in your values in that marriage.
That's good. I want to keep going there because man, pride. I mean, as soon as you said that, pride came to my mind.
Right.
And I think pride can cause so much division and destruction within inside a marriage because it's now, well, they need to do this and they're always wrong and they need to be the first one to forgive because they were the one that's wrong. And so we begin to get on this emotional roller coaster. And how did you phrase it? I just need to do what?
Stay in my lane.
Stay in my lane.
Right.
So let me do what God has called me to do.
Right.
And I'll let God deal with that other person.
And see, and that's our problem because we don't stay in our lane. When then pride comes into play, we're swerving into their lane. You know what I mean? And trying to get them to change or become the person that we want them to be instead of sitting there praying for God to change their heart, or not even necessarily God changing their heart, but God changing our heart on the process right. In the situation.
And that requires trust. Mm-hmm. That for me to have someone get on my nerves, just gonna be honest.
Right.
So she getting on your nerves, he's getting on your nerves, but I'm not going to explode. That has to be something more than it being superficial. It can't right. be something that's just something you quickly read in the Bible, or something you quickly were told in church. And what ends up happening is we become these Sunday Christians. We're this person where it was like, oh, I heard it. Ooh, that was a good sermon, man. You know, it was so good. It's more than being just good. But God just says, I want you to write my words on the tablet of your heart.
Right.
See, because when it's in you, then that's what comes out of you. And so when he acting crazy and you really want to go off, you don't, because Christ is in you. That is your foundation. When you're in this instability, and I'll go here for man. Sometimes for man, we begin to put our stability in money. We put our stability in what's going on around us as far as our house or job. And so when our job gets shaky, or let's say a guy loses his job and he's not sure where the next job is coming from, well, they begin to go on this emotional roller coaster. And they begin to feel like, well, I don't feel like I'm a man because I'm not providing and all these other things. And even in that, what's in you is your foundation in Christ. And as it is in Christ, and his word is true, and as his promises are true, you're not thrown all over the place.
Right. You don't have a sense of worry or a sense of needing to be prideful or needing to be, what's the word I'm looking for? Kind of like going back and forth in your relationship or in your marriage or whatever it may be, simply because you have that stability, you know, simply because you're put in place by something, someone that is stable. That's great.
Well, I want to bring up one last point as we talk about emotional roller coaster, and it's similar to what we're talking about, but I want to say it to hopefully people will understand who's listening to this. One of the mistakes that we make is when we're building our core value, we've now mistakenly sometimes placed our stability in someone else.
Right.
And so, for example, if I was standing on something that was unstable and I'm trying to balance on this thing, normally when we feel out of balance, what's the first thing we do?
We try to
grab on to something.
Right, hold on to
something. So now, and what happens is, let's say if I'm unstable and I hold on to a person, I will gain momentary stability. And for that moment, I begin to feel secure, but it's a false security because my security is based off of the other person.
Right.
And so now I'm okay, but at any moment, as soon as that person leaves, as soon as that person goes, as soon as they're up, as soon as they're down, then I feel unstable again. Mm-hmm. And that's what happens, is many of us are finding our identity, we're finding our stability, we're finding our security in people, in that man, in that woman, rather than finding stability in Christ. And it lasts for a moment, you feel good for a moment, and that's the emotional roller coaster.
Right.
And I felt so good, I finally got my man, and I got my boo, my girl, and so we feel good, but as soon as that gets rocky, we're all over the place.
Mm-hmm. You know, and that's a great analogy you use, you know, placing your hand on someone, because that person is immovable. You know what I mean? They can be here and there, but Christ, you know, Christ is the rock. Yeah, you know I mean? He's always going to, he's the same today, he was the same yesterday, he's always going to be the same, you know. And once we gain that full trust and just reverence for God and who he is and what he can do, you know, we'll be all right.
Yeah, and I'm careful. So if you're listening to this, I'm not here to say that we have all the solutions, because every relationship is different, every circumstance is different, and our goal and prayer is that we can just offer insight to where you can take time to better reflect on where you are and kind of hone in those areas that you can grow in.
Right.
Stop worrying and focusing on what the other person can do.
Right.
But focus on what you can do. And what did I just say? What you can do. Focus on what you can do.
Right.
And what you can do is be stable in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Immovable. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. That's what we have in him. So did you, as we begin to close, did you have any other thoughts on this
subject? You know, I just had just a simple thought. Actually, it's something that somebody asked me a while ago at work. We were having a conversation. I was sharing with him I was married and how young I got married and things of that nature. And so he asked me a question. He said, you know, would you ever cheat on your wife? And I kind of thought it was a strange question to begin with, but you know, I simply answered no. And then so his rebuttal back to it was, wow, you really love your wife that much, don't you? And I was like, well, it's not the fact of me loving her that much. It's just the fact that I love God too much.
Right.
You know, that's where my core value is. You know what I mean? So it doesn't matter. It's not a matter of what I'm feeling or what she does and how it makes me feel. My core values are plugged into Christ. It's plugged into stability. It's plugged into the rock that's going to keep me afloat. No matter how rocky the waves may be, I can stand still and firm on him.
Yeah. I mean, you see it in all aspects of relationships. Why is a couple able to sit down and communicate and work through a problem? Mm-hmm. Is because they share those core values. The core value of, we're going to resolve this in Christ. And so when you begin to see people that are unwilling to sit down, when people are cursing, when people are, like you just mentioned, willing to cheat, it's because they don't value the things of Christ. And so, hey, I'm willing to cheat on this person because I don't really care.
Right.
And that's not something that's important to me. And that's where we have to be mindful for those who are single, is you want to choose somebody who loves Jesus. They share the same core values.
Right.
And God understands that relationships are going to be complicated. And so you need to choose someone who is going to be in tune with my Holy Spirit, just like you're in tune with my Holy Spirit. And that's where your oneness is.
Right.
Your oneness, your unity is in Christ, not in some makeshift, make-believe, we're just one somewhere in space. But no, it's in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So, good stuff.
Yeah. I guess another final thought. We've got a bunch of final thoughts. Just piggybacking off of what you're saying and just, you know, finding somebody who has that relationship and that intention of Christ. It's like, if your spouse isn't accountable to God, you know, how much more accountable do you think they're going to be towards you in a relationship?
Yeah.
You know, when it comes to a relationship, especially like marriage, you know, this is something that God designed. And how can you succeed in something that God designed if you never invite him in?
Yeah.
You know, so when it comes to your core values and when you're on that search for that person, that's key.
Yeah. So I want to encourage you, just evaluate why you do what you do. If you're struggling with anger within a relationship and losing mm-hmm. your temper, you need to look at your core values, because Christ was patient. And final thought, huh?
Right.
Is what's one of the most famous scriptures quoted at weddings is, you know, is this 1 Corinthians or 2 Corinthians? It's a love chapter.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, love believes all things and hopes all things and endures all things. And so we quote it and we say it within our marriage vows and
right.
at weddings. But do you really believe it? Do you really believe when it says love endures? Love is patient. Love is kind. That's a core value.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't display that all the time within the people we love or to the people we love. And so we have to ask ourselves, wait a minute, why am I not valuing patience?
Right.
And begin to make that change and say, Holy Spirit, come and change me. So I want to finish with that prayer. I just want to ask that you close your eyes unless you're driving, and just ask Lord, say, Lord, search me.
Mm-hmm.
Help me to know myself as you know me, because my heart can be deceiving. And so, Father, I need you to fill me afresh with your Holy Spirit and give me the strength that I might begin to remove the flesh, the self, And as I begin to remove those things, I replace them with you, and I build my foundation. I build my core values and who I am and what I believe in you. And as I do that, I gain stability. So give me strength. Give me strength to be honest. I love you. We love you. And we ask all these things in your son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right. God bless you guys. Until next time. You have a wonderful day. Put your hands up. Make some noise. Party with me. It's a family reunion and my family's with me. In the house of the Lord. Yeah. It's what you come for. Come on. Stand up. Put your hands up. Make some noise. Party with me. It's a family reunion and my family's with me. There's no place I'd rather be or people I'd rather see. Where there's two or three, then there the Lord will be. Where the...